Such all the same people.
Just all, every single time. Especially the Meshi Luach Yirtzai was today. Right? The Cheskel of Kuj of No. Cheskel of Ling of from Divrei Yecheskel of Shinever. Shinever was yesterday.
Meshi Luach.
The Nasan is tomorrow night and
Meshi Luach Yirtzai is great.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, so a lot of tzaddikim. Also, Sar B'Teves soon. Big days. Okay, so it goes like this. Kavod Shabbos. So we have Mamshech Shabbos until the week. So I want to share this Malach Malka time, but since we're still holding Malach Malka, because it's not Tuesday night yet, you know, and the Maisa Yaakov Moshe probably didn't make Abdullah yet, because he left to go play football, so he probably forgot to make Abdullah. No, he probably forgot anyway. It's too easy. So it goes like this. Ready, Chavra? So we just spoke about Be'er Shabbos before, but now I'll speak about it in a different era. So it says like this. It says, V'yetze Yaakov Be'er Shabbos. Right? That's by... I'm sorry. Because like this. Yeah? In Parak Mem Vav, in parts of Yigash, Mem Vav Pasgal. It says, V'yetze Yisrael v'chol asher lo v'yavo Be'er Shabbos. It says that Yaakov went to Be'er Shabbos, v'yizbach zvachim l'okei aviv Yitzchak. And he brought Karbonos. Right? And a couple seconds later, it says again, he went to Be'er Shabbos. And only after that does Yaakov go down to Mitzrayim. So before we spoke about the Indian of how Bris is called, like the Ben Yishchai says, from Bis Be'er Sheva. But the also Be'er Sheva represents something else also. So P Avodas Hashem, what does it mean that Yaakov Vinu, before going into Mitzrayim, that he stopped off in Be'er Sheva? Similarly, we see in Vayitze, right? Chaf Ches Pasuk Vav. So Vayitze Yaakov, also, Be'er Sheva. So again, it's the same exact shiur we said before, just now dealing with the different Indian. So why is it that whenever Yaakov is going down into Gullus, right, his last stop is always Be'er Sheva? So why? What's he doing in Be'er Sheva? What's he trying to show us, Lidoros, like the Rishner says, that everything in the Torah is always talking about Lidoros. So what does Yaakov represent going to Be'er Sheva before he goes down to Gullus? So there's a Torah from the Kassavar, of Menachem Elami Kassav. I think he's the first visionist. He's where visions come from. So this is what he says. First Vayitze. It says, Oyomar, Vayitze Yaakov Be'er Sheva Vayelech Haram. Right? So what does that mean? It says, Dine, Yadua, Sheshabbos Kodesh Nikres Be'er Sheva. It's quotes the Megala Mukos. That what? That Be'er Sheva is a remnant to Shabbos. Vitzarach Shetehei Nish'eres Rashimu Mishabbos Shavra. That the what? There's supposed to be a Roshem. What? A remnant from the Shabbos that just passed. So what? So you can prepare yourself for the next Shabbos that's coming. And through that, you sweeten all bad judgments and all bad things that would be in the world. You sweeten that by what? By being mekasha from Shabbos to Shabbos. So that's what it means. Vayitze Yaakov Be'er Sheva, that he went out from Be'er Sheva. Perush, kishiyotzi mishabbos kodesh v'nisaras Roshimo. That what? That when you leave Shabbos and you leave over Roshem, you leave over a remnant or a stain, right? V'zehu vayitze al derech, like Rashi says, yitzias a tzaddik min amakom once a Roshem. Like Rashi says on that pasuk, that when a tzaddik leaves somewhere, a Roshem is left also. So we know that Shabbos is called the tzaddik, right? In Sfarim. So when Shabbos leaves, it leaves over what? It leaves over Roshem. So the pasuk says Vayelech Charana. So what does Charana represent? It's like the Rabbi Rebbe says, Charana is lashon of Charon Af. Right? Charon Af means anger. It represents a place of din. So what does it mean Vayetzi Yaakov Be'er Sheva Vayelech Charana, that he went to Charan? Rome is lam takas a Charon Af. That what? That he was mantik. He sweetened the Charon Af, which means that what? That through being Mekasher and being Mizdavik to Shabbos Kodesh, the what? You can go into the days of the week, you can go into a place called Charon Af, and you can mamash sweeten it. That's what, see, Yaakov is Gevaldik Hatzlacha when he's by Lavan. He comes out with what? With four wives and 12 kids. The man. No? Right? He comes out with mamash with 11 kids, right? And then his wife's pregnant. Right?
Is Mekasher from Be'er Sheva to Shabbos?
Right, I mean, he's Be'er Sheva represents Shabbos, like the Megala Mukos says. So that means what? Yitzhak Yaakov made Be'er Sheva, that what? He connects himself to Be'er Sheva, and then he goes into Charan, which represents like hardships and dinim. But because, why? Because he connects himself to Be'er Sheva, that's why he could go into the week and be Mekadish the whole entire week. Yeah? So the Nekuda is, so too here, that before he goes to the worst place of all, Mitzrayim, which is also of tsar, which is of a pain and smallness, where does Yaakov stop first? Be'er Sheva, which means that what? He stopped by Shabbos. He's mekasha himself to Shabbos, he connected himself to Shabbos, and boom, then he goes confidently.
How's Be'er Sheva Shabbos?
Because Sheva. Sorry, it's a good question. Sorry, I didn't explain that. So Be'er Sheva means what? It's like the well of seven. which and Shabbos is called like the well, right? We say what? Likar Shabbos Chulinecha Kihi Mikor Abracha Raglav Sheves BeEmek Abracha Uyach Mal. Right? But the whole that I just totally messed up too. Or I just confused it. Likar Shabbos Chulinecha Kihi Mikor Abracha Meirosh Mekan Misucha Sof Masav Shabbos. You see what? Shabbos is Mikor Abracha. It's the root. It's like a well. It's a well that gives over to everything else. That's Be'er Sheva. Okay. Good. Sorry, I didn't explain that. So it goes like this. Before going into Mitzrayim, he's also connected with the Shabbos. What? And now he can be confident going in. So a couple of the awesome Ramazim. Listen to this, yeah? Pasuk says, Vayisa Yisrael, v'chol shelo. Then it says, Vayavo be'era shava. Came to Be'er Sheva. Vayizbach zvachim. And he gave karbanos, right? Le'elokei aviv Yitzchak. Right? To the God of his father Yitzchak. So even Rashi even asked, like, why does it say only Yitzchak? Says, why it should say maybe Avram also. So Rashi says, Chayiv Adam Bechvod Aviv, Yosim Bechvod Zikno. That a person is Chayiv in Kavod of his father before his grandfather. So maybe it should have said Avram and Yitzchak, but only says Yitzchak. So it actually works very nicely with the Remes. So if you take the Gematria, Vayavo Be'era Shava, Vayizbach Zvachim, Leilukei Aviv Yitzchak. Yeah? Vayavo Be'era Shava, Be'era Shava. Vayizbach, it's pasuk parak memva pasuk alef. Vayizbach zvachim lelkei aviv Yitzchak. Yeah, so it's gematria 1002. It's gematria.
Bashem tov.
Good Bashem tov, right? Yisrael Bashem. Yisrael Bashem tov. That's one. That's not where we're going, but that's pash. That's what it is, right? It's also gematria matana tova bebeis ganazai. Which is what Shabbos is called in the Gemara and Shabbos Gemara Beitza. Now, what does that mean? Matana Tova, the Beis Ganazai. And that's a remez to Shabbos. It's the what? That he came to Be'er Sheva, and he means what? Al pi remez, he connected himself to Shabbos. The Matana Tova, Beis Ganazai, and then what? Then, boom, he goes confidently into Mitzrayim. Right? Yeah. So the whole inya, it's the matana tova v'vayis, right? So the matana tova in the house of Hashem. So we know, we said like this. We said a couple weeks ago that what's Mitzrayim referred to as? Mitzrayim is referred to as the Kur HaBarzel, right? We said last week that Barzel Rosh Tevos, remember? What's Barzel Rosh Tevos? Remember I said this from Ariza. Just that you have to know. Like, Mursi told us this, and he said this to us when our first year back. He says, it doesn't mean anything for you right now. He says, I'm just telling this because it's good to know. That Barzel, Rosh Tevos, Bila, Rachel, Leah, Zilpaleh. Right? Right, he says, and that's how you know that Bila belonged to Rachel, and Zilp belonged to Leah. So Barzel, yeah? Yeah. So we know that in Sfarim, that Mitzrayim is called Barzel. How do you know that? Because it says in Parshas Vezchana. It says in Mitzrayim, Mikur HaBarzal Mitzrayim. So Hashem took us out. Yitzhi Yisrayim is called Mikur HaBarzal Mitzrayim. So Hashem's via, Api Rem is also, that in the reference to Yitzhi Yisrayim, Mikur HaBarzal Mitzrayim is Gematria 930, is Gematria Matana Tov V'Veis. Again, it's a reference to Shabbos. The way you have that Yitzhi Yisrayim is through being misdampic yourself to Shabbos. That's why everything Shabbos is about is what? Zecher, Yitzhi Yisrayim. It's all about that.
What's Gematria Matana Tova base?
Mikur HaBarzel, Mi Mitzrayim. From the Kur HaBarzel, from Mitzrayim, is how we got out. It's Gematria 930. So that's Gematria Shalim, with the Mem Sofit. Yeah, that the key out of Mitzrayim is what? You have a Dvekas to Shabbos. Means that what? When you're Mizdabik to Shabbos Kodesh, you don't fall to what? To the Gaulis of Mitzrayim. So now, we quoted before, from the Hava Shalom, that what? That the Inyan of Shabbos, you have to make a Roshim. So I think in Halacha, I remember seeing this Piskei Tshuvos, they quoted the Arizal, that one of the Inyanim of the way you make a Roshim from Shabbos is how? Is by Melav Malka. That the Arizal quotes that the way you have Melav Malka, after you should do it quick after Shabbos also, if you could. Is that why? Because that means what? You leave over, you make a stamp, that the Bracha of Shabbos stays with you. So the whole Inyan of Melav Malka is what? Is that you leave a Roshim of Shabbos, that you bring Shabbos with you into the week, like the Ari HaKadosh says. Right? Because there's an Indian called Kashalai Pridasnam. Now what? That spending Shabbos with the Borei Olam is so sweet. It's so geschmack. And then what? It's very hard. So Kashalai Pridasnam means that what? Kasha, it's very hard. Alai, on us, on me. Pridasnam, you leaving me is very hard. And that's the Indian of Milav Maka. It says that what? What does Milav Maka mean? Is that the Shabbos is leaving? You say, just stay a little bit more. One more Suda. So what that represents also is that you say, stay with me, you don't ever leave Shabbos, you let Shabbos go. You keep playing tricks, like, you know, I've done to you guys a lot. Like, no, one more Torah. You know, whenever I speak to my dad, one more rooms. You know, we all have this. Like, dad, like, one more minute of the, I remember my mom used to go crazy. We used to watch, like a classic football game, yeah? The last 2 minutes of a football game take literally 3 hours, no?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? If both teams both have the 3 timeouts, right? Mom's every time running out of bounds, spiking the ball. So always, my mom, just 1 more minute on, like, Monday Night Football.
Game's over.
Mom, look, there's less than 2 minutes left. Like, okay, fine. It's like 40 minutes later, like, what are you talking about,
like,
right?
Commercial, like, every...
Commercial, exactly, you know? Injured player, you know? Fake injured player. Fan on the field, right? All the excuses, right? So what is it? It's Kashan Lepidasim. You don't want to leave the game. So what they're here with Shabbos, you don't want to leave Shabbos. Yeah? So that's Mlav Maka. So if you look, we don't have a sitter on us, but if you ever look at the Zmiros of Mlav Maka, it's fine. You ever look at the Zmiros of Shabbos? Of Mlav Maka. So if you look at the Zmiros of Mlav Maka, there's more Zmiros of Mlav Maka than there are in Leil Shabbos, in Shabbos Day, and Shal Shabbos. All together, probably. There's so many. So if you look at one of them, very good. One of them goes like this. See this? 22 times you say the following words. Altira Avdiyako. And Dafka Mlav Maka, you say this. Right? If you look, what's this word? Tzavi Yeshuas Yaakov. So that's when I thought of you. They need Motzi Shabbos is the time of Tzavi Yeshuas Yaakov. Dafka, but Altira Avdi Yaakov. Right, which is who? Yaakov Moshe. So that's you two right there. Yeah?
Why is that Shua?
Because Yeshua.
And we learned that.
Yeah, don't worry about it. You have something better coming, you know? Right, so you have Yeshua and Yaakov right here. So the whole inyan of Mlav Maka is Altira Avdi Yaakov. I heard from Rav Weinberger, says, the whole Metzias, if you look, what do we have in Perek Mem Vav? Pasuk Gimel. Vayomer Anochi Ha'el Elokei Avicha Al Tira Mer De Mitzrayim. But don't be afraid to go to Mitzrayim. Ki Lugoi Godal Simuch Hashem. So what does it mean Al Tira Avdi Yaakov? Why do we say that Motzi Shabbos?
Don't be afraid to go to week.
Ah, exactly. The what? Just as Hashem told Yaakov, don't be afraid to go down into Mitzrayim. So we know that the days of the week are called Mitzrayim. So too, we say everything. We say 22 times. Right? Which is Rem is also that 22. Is that 22 is the Chapez Osiris Torah. Is that through being connected to the Osiris Torah, we'll get to that soon. But Al Tira Avdi Yaakov, don't be afraid to go into the week. That's exactly what Mlav Maka is all about. Exactly this Indian happening in past week's Parsha. What? Don't be afraid to go down to Mitzrayim, because I'm with you. That's Indian Mlav Maka. Right? Is that Altira? Don't be afraid. Altira Merda Mitzrayim. Don't be afraid to go down to Mitzrayim. Right? So it goes like this. Is that who's the Zman of Mlav Maka? Who does that Zman belong to? Belongs to David. Oh, Melech and also Eliyahu Navi. Right? There's an Inyan, if you look in Sfarim, there's an Inyan to say 130 times Motzi Shabbos the name Eliyahu Navi. I have 2 pages, and it's a whole seder. It just has the words Eliyahu Navi. Like, I remember what it's crazy. I remember my wife one time. I was like standing by the candles, and I'm like this Eliyahu Navi. My wife looks at me. She's like, are you crazy? Literally, she's just like, she had no idea what's going on. Literally, imagine you come into my house and I'm just like davening by my candles Eliyahu Navi, and it went on for like 130 times. My wife's like, I know you're crazy, but I didn't know this crazy, you know. But that's Indian. There's an Indian to say the name Eliyahu Navi 130 times on Motzi Shabbos. Yeah? Dafka Motzi Shabbos. So now back there, right? Just imagine that scene, you know?
It's like on someone's toilet when they say Mashi Ruchim Adigashim, like
90
times.
Yeah, right, exactly. People have that. L'chaka Chayim Adigashim Ruchim Adigashim, right? So again, the Pasuk says, Al Tira Merda Mitzrayimah. So you take, what's the Gemachi of Al Tira Merda? So Al Tira 642. Merda is 249. So 642 and 249. What do you got?
891.
Oh. Yeshua Nassim. Right? So it's also, it goes like this.
It's a call, no?
No, it's good. Yeshua Nassim, yeah. 891. So it goes Al Tira Merda. So there's 3 gematrias of 4 gematrias, Yeshua Nassim, of course. Right? So Al Tira Merda. It goes like this. First, the meaning of Eliyahu Navi is called 3 names. Eliyahu Hanavi, Eliyahu HaGiladi, and Eliyahu HaTishbi. So Tishbi plus Giladi plus Navi is Gematria 891. Okay? Also, Yitzias Mitzrayim is Gematria 891. And also Nase v'Nishma is Gematria 891.
Also
Shir b'Miloy also. Now David b'Miloy and Shir b'Miloy is also Gematria 891.
Also your son David.
Yeah. B'Miloy. And David Yosef is 90. Very good. 890. So now the question is, though, what do these three have in common? Tishbi, Giladi, and Navi, which is Eliyahu Navi, Yitzias Mitzrayim, and Nasa v'Nishma. What's the shaykhus of all three coming together? So we know like this. We know that the Yemei Achol is called Mitzrayim, and Shabbos Kodesh is called Eretz Yisrael. It's called Shabbos Kodesh. And we know Shabbos is called what? Nachas Yaakov Yirash, B'li Mitzarim Nachla. It's called the Nachla B'li Mitzarim. Right? So that's one nikud of it. So we know also that Shabbos is called Yom HaDeoraisa. Yom HaDeoraisa, Yom HaDeoraisa, like the Zohar Kodesh says. So what's the nikud of all three coming together? So it goes like this. Is that when you misdabik yourself to Shabbos Kodesh, at the Zman of Eliyahu Navi, Eliyahu Giladi, and Eliyahu Tishbi, when you misdabik yourself to that Zman, to connect to Nasa v'Nishma, to misdabik yourself to Al Tira Abdi Yaakov, say 22 times, which represented by what? The Chaf Mezosius of Torah. That from the Koch of Torah on Shabbos Kodesh, then with that, you're Zochet Yetzias Mitzrayim during the week. So all three have in common the what? When you misdabik yourself to Shabbos, at the Zman of Eliyahu Navi, to show the what? That I'm really misdabik to it, and misdabik yourself to what? Filling up Motzi Shabbos with Koch HaTorah, Korach of Tefillah, Korach of Dveikas Yom HaDeoraisa, then what? Then I bring into the week Shabbos with me, and I'm Zochet Yetzias Mitzrayim. But what is it? It's about making a Gishmak out of Lav Maka. It's about making Motzi Shabbos into Motzi Shabbos. Right? At the Tachas of Shabbos, everything that Shabbos is about is exactly this Nakuda of being misdabik to Mamshech Shabbos into the week. That's what it's all about. So now, back to Yaakov for a second. We see with Yaakov that he stops at Be'er Sheva before he goes. So for this, where do we see that? Who's the first person Yaakov sends into Mitzrayim? Yehuda. So remember what we said on Shabbos? Right, so we said, Yehuda Shalach Lefanav El Yosef. So we said the other day that Lefanav Shalach Lefanav El Yosef, Zgmatria, Shabbos. That before him he sends what? The first thing he sends into Mitzrayim is Shabbos. Right? That's one remez there. But we see also that before Yaakov goes down to Mitzrayim, where does he stop? Again, Be'er Sheva. There's the kud again there. What he stopped by Shabbos. That's like take the gematria of Yaakov. Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva. So Yaakov. Yaakov sent Yehuda. Right, which means that what he sent the Or of Shabbos there. So if you take the gematria of Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva. So Yaakov's 182. No, just Yaakov. Yaakov Be'er Sheva. So Yaakov's 182. Mi Be'er is 243. And Sheva is 372. What do you get? 182. 243 and 372.
What do
you 72. Got? 72. Huh? 72. No. 891. 797. 797, good. 797 is like referred to Shabbos, a Shabbos Malka. Shabbos is called the Shabbos Malka.
What are those things together?
That Yaakov Miber Shabbos is Gematria 797 is Gematria Shabbos Malka. And Shabbos is called the Malka. That mean that what? That the good is that he's misdiving himself to Shabbos.
797.
And that's how he's able to go into the days of the week. Into Mitzrayim and succeed there. But Dafka again, at the Zman of Lam Malka. Why at the Zman of Lam Malka is when it's so important to show your Dveikas to Shabbos? So let's see. If it's too long in here, we won't do it inside. But we have to do this at some point. It's Torah and the Kut Maran. I think it's Kuf Yid Zayin. Yeah, it's a little bit long, so we won't do the whole piece. Right, but basically, Rav Nachman is a piece in Kuf Yad Zayin about the Inyan. I'll just say it like this, yeah? So like this, what's the Inyan Motzei Shabbos? It says, we know that Inyan Shekash Elisha Motzei Shabbos. Ever realize that it's very hard to go to sleep on Motzei Shabbos? Ever realize that people go to sleep very late Motzei Shabbos? It says, it's not just Stam, it's Inyan Panimis. Why? Ki Motzei Shabbos Maschil Hisgalus Eliyahu. Because what? Because on Motzei Shabbos is when Eliyahu Navi starts to reveal. Like it says in the Gemara, She'ein Eliyahu bo b'Shabbos, flow b'Erev Shabbos. Eliyahu Navi doesn't come Erev Shabbos, he's not coming on Shabbos. Uv Motzei Shabbos yuchal avo. But on Motzei Shabbos, what? He's able to come. V'alkein, oh perfect, it's just the first couple words. V'alkein, me'az, maschil is gal es Eliyahu. Ein Eliyahu ba el l'rachei kamikoravim b'zro, l'karvim v'rachakim b'zro. It says the only reason Eliyahu Navi comes is to push away those who think they're close and to carve those who think they're far. Right? The Hainu l'rachik ha-sheker u'l'kari v'emes. That with the Inyan of Eliyahu Navi, he comes to push away the sheker, and he comes to m'kari v'emes. Right? Like it says, Sfas emes tikon ad. Yeah? So Rav Nachman says from there, we just remember a lot in that. He says, what's the name of Eliyahu Navi coming? The Eliyahu Navi is the one who comes, what? He's Megale, what's Emes? He's Megale, who's Emes and who's Sheker? Which means that what? He says that since the Inyan of Misa, right? So what's the opposite of Misa? Misa is Sheker. Like we know, we see that Sheker, like Sarm say, Sheker, it stands, Shin stands on one leg, so it falls. Right, Kuf stands on one leg, it falls. Reish, oh, exactly. So Sheker is considered Misa, and Emes is considered Chaim. Why? Because it's something to stand on. It has a kiyum to it. Right? Tikon Emes La'ad. And that's the Inyan of Eliyahu Navi coming into the world. Is that what, at the time of Motzei Shabbos, is when the Or of Emes comes into the world. So Esig works very nice. Because who's the Inyan of Emes?
Yaakov.
Titan Emes Yaakov. Right? And what do you know about Yaakov? The Gemara Taina says, Yaakov lo meis. Yaakov never dies. That's why this week's Parsha, right? What happens to Yaakov this week? He dies. So you would think, what would the Parsha be called? Misa. What's the Parsha called? Vayechi. Because he doesn't die, he's alive. Right? Means the Yaakov's always alive. That's why we say, Titan Emes li Yaakov. Okay? So if you take the Osios, write this down. Right? Emes li Yaakov. What is it? If you write it down and mix up the Osios, what do you get? Emes li Yaakov. I'll give you a hint. It's only for the first four letters that you have to mix up.
Emes li Yaakov?
Uh-huh.
Kel
Mish. All right, you got it. Mix it. You got one word right, you got the other word wrong.
Mol Es Yaakov.
No. Mace is one word, that's right.
Mace Lo Yaakov.
Oh, Yaakov Lo Mace. I heard that from Nassim Maimon. Meaning what? The Titan Emes Yaakov is what? The Yaakov Lo Meis. Because of his Emes, therefore he doesn't have Misa. That's why Yaakov is always lives. Vayechi. Because Yaakov is Shaykh to that Indian. Therefore he has what? He has Vayechi. Happens to be up here, Remez. But we see Vayechi.
What does that mean
he lives? Gotta go look at the Gemara.
If I want to share that with someone, like,
it is. You know, it's important.
No, it's important. You don't just, like, look back.
Because a good question. Like, what does it mean? I don't know. Gemara says Yaakov lo meis. Figure it out. It's not for right now. We'll go into later. We'll look at the Gemara. And then we'll stay up all night. We'll go to the mikvah. And then we'll learn Kabbalah all night and figure it out. Yeah? Until the Eliyahu Navi himself comes and reveals it to us. Sounds good? Yeah? Good. Okay, we're on. Okay, so it goes like this.
That's MS.
Okay, so we'll hang out with David Yosef. And through that, David Yosef was Gematria Tishbi Giladi Navi. No? Anyway, it goes like this. Yeah? Just 2 more minutes. I'll finish. So it goes like this. Vayechi Yaakov be'eretz Yitzrayim. So the question is, how does he have chiyas in Eretz Yitzrayim? So right, so we see Yaakov. So where did he get this chiyas from? How do you have chayim? So one we know is that the Indian of Shabbos is called what? Tolmeha chayim zachu. That those who taste of Shabbos, what? Then you're zuch v'chayim. Tamu uru, right? So it goes like this. If you take the gematria of Vayechi be'eretz Yitzrayim, meaning what? The Yaakov had Vayechi be'eretz Yitzrayim. So what's gematria of Vayechi be'eretz Yitzrayim? That what? That he had chiyas in Eretz Yisrael. So Vayechi is 34, Be'eretz is 293, and Mitzrayim is 380. 34, 293, 380.
607?
Close.
Oh.
So 34. What'd you say?
703.
No, plus.
Wait, I got this.
Four.
717.
Close.
Wow, I'm really bad at math.
Yeah, you're very close.
707.
It's Gematria HaShabbos. Now what? Where does he get that chiyas from? By being misdagen, Davik himself to Shabbos. That's where even chiyas is shaykh in Mitzrayim. Davik because Yaakov is misdagen himself to Mitzrayim to Shabbos, right? Therefore, he has that. But we know that Yaakov is the Indian of what? Of Emes. So since he has that Emes, that what we said about what was Yaakov lo meis is titan Emes li Yaakov. Yeah. So if you take
707
is HaShabbos, right? So if you take Emes li Yaakov, what's Gematria Emes li Yaakov? 441 plus 212. MS the Yaakov. How much of math class today?
653.
653 is Gematria Altira. Is that what? Because of the MS. Altira. Exactly. No, Altira. Right? Because why? Because since he's misdabik himself to MS, therefore, if you're misdabik yourself to MS, what do you have? You don't have to fear Misa. Therefore, that's Altira. And we know that Shabbos is the Nisgalus of the MS. Like all Sfarim bring down. Right? Like the Imre Picha says that Tia Emas Shabbos Alav. Right? So that the Ema, that the fear of Shabbos should be upon you. It says Altikra Ema Ela Emes. The Emes of Shabbos should be Alav. The Shabbos comes and brings an Emes to the world. Yeah? Happens to be that Altira is also Gematria Chanuk of Miloy, but we're not going to say that for now. Yeah? So that's Emes Yaakov. Okay? So listen to this. Now we're holding by Malav Maka. So what comes out at the time of Malav Maka? Sorry, should we do another math class or should I have to say it outside?
Do the math class.
Okay. Malav Maka B'Miloy. Okay? If you take Malav Maka B'Miloy, I'll just tell it to you guys, yeah? So, a Malava B'Miloy is Gematria 177, and Maka B'Miloy is Gematria 264. So what do you get? 177 and 264? Cheater.
Yeah, he's from Malava Maka.
481. No. Yeah.
Is that? Four,
no.
381? 441.
Jeez.
What's the match of 441? Oh, you got the first word right.
Two tens, yeah.
No, you got the first word right. MS. That what? Malav Makla Milo is match of MS. Means that what? That at that time, Malav Makla is the time of his gallants of MS. Time of his gallants of Eliyahu Navi. Meaning what? If you're Makasha to it. That you have the chance there, that what? That you have Altira at that moment. That you take the Or of MS, which is the Or of Altira Avdi Yaakov, and you go into the days of the week, and you light up the days of the week. With the Or of Shabbos Kodesh. That's exactly what the opportunity we have is. That's exactly what Yaakovinu is perhaps being Merames to us. That what? Before he goes down, he stops at Be'er Sheva. Why? To show that you want to know how to stay strong even in Mitzrayim? To come out of Mitzrayim? How? When you're Mizdavik to Shabbos. That's how you do it. That's the Indian of Yaakov Yosef also. The Zman of Shal Shudas is called the Zman of Yaakov, right? And the Zman of, exactly, is that what? You Mekasher Yaakov and Yosef at Shal Shudas, that you go into Tosef and Shabbos. And that's why, where's Yaakov being buried? He said, don't even think about letting me be buried in Mitzrayim. I can't be buried there. I'm buried in Eretz Yisrael.
Buried in Shabbos.
Exactly. And what?
Buried in
Shabbos. Exactly. He's buried in Shabbos. Right, and where's Yosef buried? Which is in Eretz Yisrael, though. What he also said, don't let me be buried here. Why them two? Because why? Because they're the Metzias. That what? They're not buried in Mitzrayim. They're filled at Mitzrayim. They bring Mitzrayim out. Means that what? They're Mekadish and they're bringing it to Eretz Yisrael. Right? That's because they own Mitzrayim. Why? Because they live above Mitzrayim. Why? Because since they're Mizdavik to Shabbos, boom, exactly. Tosefes Shabbos also. It's Mesiris Nevis for Shabbos. Just to finish with a vort from the B'dichever. Goes like this. Kedusha Levi, this is one of my favorite Torahs. And he says like this, Parshas Kisisa. Kedusha Levi, yeah. He says like this. It says, we say, Vishamru v'nei Yisrael sashabas, la'asos sashabas. So, sorry, I'm asking a question, hold on a second. Vishamru v'nei Yisrael sashabas, so keep Shabbos, la'asos sashabas, to do Shabbos. Isn't that the same thing? What's going on here? So the Baron Chaim says it's also all Sfarim say it, especially the customer has it, but we'll just say it from the B'dishver because it's the first place to saw it. He says, what does it mean? He says, V'shamru v'nei Yisrael as Shabbos, that you keep this Shabbos, why? La'asos as a Shabbos, the next Shabbos. And what, when you keep this Shabbos strong, then what is going to give you the chiyas to go into next Shabbos and keep it strong also. But how do you do that? It's by what? By keeping Shabbos, but by keeping it strong, that means that what? It doesn't just mean that I'm I guard it. Shamar is lashon avav, avish shamar is sadavar. That I'm anticipating, I'm longing for it. How do you show you're longing for something? That the second that you end Shabbos, you're already longing for it already. And that's Malav Maka. Malav Maka is misgala, that what? That how much are you longing for Shabbos to come back? By showing what? That I don't want it to leave.
I don't know if you just said it, but that's what we say, you just said this, how like the last words are like,
Vayinafash, exactly. Vayinafash, Vayavdenefesh. That I'm longing for Shabbos, right?
Saying the same to Kuda, we were saying before that Yaakov, that all the things I always did, it was to like, to give us like a path in our avoda. That's how we say, Shom Rei Sos Shabbos, Lazos Sos Shabbos, Ludorosam.
Ah, beautiful, beautiful. Ludorosam, exactly. Oh, beautiful. Fits exactly here, perfect. That before going into Mitzrayim, that's what Yaakovinu does. Exactly, beautiful Nakuda. But that's the Indian. Whole Indian is the what means, you just dabik yourself to Shabbos right away, boom. That's what do we say in Kol Mekadesh? No, Yeshua, are you going to sing it again for us? We say, Hame'acharim Latzeis Min HaShabbos, U'meharim Lavo. So what does it mean? It goes like this. It doesn't just mean that you let it go late. says, that a person who is not willing to let go of Shabbos means that what Sunday, I don't let go. Monday, I don't let go. Tuesday, I don't let go. And what happens? Oh, kivat, Shabbos already here. Exactly, that I haven't let it go yet. And that's the nekuda, that what? Milav Malka shows that what? Shabbos is not going anywhere right now. Again, if you have a football game on Motzei Shabbos, or whatever it is, that's not your fault. You have to do that. But the what? That you make Motzei Shabbos into something. Like Yaakov Moshe, that you could say to your wide receiver across from you on the first play of the game, the covered Shabbos
kid. Wait, did he do that?
Of course he did.
I didn't like scream it, I just said it.
Did you hear?
It was Brody. He's like, what?
Exactly. That's why we said when you left, we're like, you're going to come back with like missing a tooth. You're going to say it's like the wrong guy. But that's the nekuda. What
we
were stopping yourself. That's exactly what it's about. Malava Malka. Is that what? That you're Malava the Malka. Levo means that what? You stay with it. That you bring it. But that's the nekuda. To be Malava Malka, but to come with it. To not let it go. And that's Altira of the Yaakov. And that's exactly what Yaakov is being Mechavin here, perhaps. That he has happens twice, right before he goes to Galus, two times, before Love and before Paro. What happens? He's misdabik himself to Be'er Sheva, and that's how we stay strong by Beis Lavan and by Mitzrayim. And that's the nekud that we need also, is that we have to stay strong in those days of Mitzrayim, in the tsar of the week. But when you misdabik yourself to Shabbos, what? It's lit up, it's lichtig. But also, Apiram, as we said before, Vayevo Be'er Sheva, Vayizbach Zvachim, Velkei Aviv Yitzchak, Simantria, Yisrael B'Hashem Tov. That also, that derech the Bashem Tov Gadish, or the Bashem Tov was Mizgala, that what? That by the Bashem Tov Tzadikim, that Shabbos was something else. That they were Mizgala this Indian, that what? That keep Shabbos with you. That the whole week you light it up with Shabbos. All this farm is speaking about. Be'er Maim Chaim, Ketishas Levi, Sas Emes, Mesiv HaShalom, everything is what? The Iker Avodah is what? When you have Shabbos. When you Mizdabik to Shabbos Kodesh, what happens? Boom, you bring it with you everywhere, and that's what everything's about. That's why Shabbos is called what? Zeichel Maase Bereishis, and Ocho Zeichel Etzion Strayim. And it's also a time of what? Yom Shkul Shabbos Menuchel Chalamim is called what? It's called time of Mashiach. Which you could say, Alpi Remez, is that what? Lamai Sebereishis was the Aleph of the Bria, right? Then the Matan Torah was like the middle of the Bria. And what? And Yom Shkul Shabbos Mashiach, which is exactly Aleph, Mem, and Tav.
Emes.
That's exactly what it's about. Shabbos is at the beginning, it's the middle, and it's at the end also. That's why in Shabbos is also called what? It's less than Kuda. Shabbos is called Yom Rishon. Right, it's called the beginning of everything. That Shabbos is called the Likar Shabbos Chunecha Ki Hi Mekor Bracha. It's the rishis of everything. It's also called the what? The Achris, called the Yom HaShvi, at the end. And it's also called the what? Like we say from the Arizal, Yamina Usmola Uveinai Hukala. That the middle is the Kala. So the question is it the first? Is it the beginning or is it the last? The answer is that it's all. Why? Because Shabbos is Emes. Like the B'nai Sasker says, he says if you take Shabbos B'mispar Katan, which means a Shin is a 3, right, is a Gimel. Right, a bez is a bez is 2, right, and a tuf is a dalid. It's gematria 9. So he says ms aleph is an aleph, mem is a dalid, and tuf is a dalid. What's gematria of 1 + 4 + 4 = 9? So ms and Shabbos go together everywhere. So Bnei Yisrael says that. So Rizochar Mizdabik that Davis Moshe ms Pesrasa ms Yaakov Moshe Shu Baruch Shu Nasan Eliyahu Navi Siat Shmaya with the Gula of that day Yom Shkul Shabbos Menucha Chalamin Kavod Shabbos.